From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Investigators in Brussels have found the fingerprint of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam, along with possible suicide belts and traces of explosives similar to those used in the November bombings. Lisa Bryant has details.
Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police discovered the items in a raid of a Brussels apartment last month. Salah Abdeslam, whose fingerprint was found there, is believed to have played a key logistical role in November's attacks here. His brother Brahim was among the suicide bombers who died in the shooting and bombing attacks around Paris that killed and injured nearly 500 people.
La confirmation de ce qu'on savait. Les attentats ont été préparés à Bruxelles, ils ont été planifiés à Bruxelles.
Terrorism analyst Claude Moniquet told French TV that the findings confirmed what experts have concluded, that the Islamist attacks were prepared and planned in Brussels, although they were likely organized in Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A suspected U.S. drone strike Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. Officials and residents said it occurred shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. The violence occurred in the remote Achin district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. The volatile district is where IS is believed to have set up its strong bases. Provincial governor spokesman Ayatollah Khojani told VOA that 6 Taliban insurgents were among those beheaded by Daesh, the Arabic acronym for IS. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the world's largest economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoil and other headwinds. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate was 5%, where it has been for the past 3 months, and the lowest rate in more than 7 years. The job gains are far larger than most economists expected, with business services, construction, healthcare, and restaurants adding tens of thousands of workers. The mining sector, which includes the oil industry, continued to shed jobs due to low oil prices. While the report is better than most economists predicted, it still shows 7.9 million people out of work and another 6 million who can find only part-time employment. Key Chinese stock indices posted strong gains Friday, while other stock markets were mixed. The return to relative normalcy follows several days of plunging stock prices in China that caused officials to halt trading there twice. The so-called circuit breaker rule was supposed to calm markets, but it was suspended Thursday when it seemed to be shaking investor confidence. Key Chinese stock indices were up 2% at the close of trading. European stock indices declined Friday, with London's FTSE off 0.2%, Germany's DAX down by 0.8%, and the CAC in Paris down by a bit more than 1%. North Korea's test of a hydrogen bomb leaves the world with few options not already exercised to force the regime to give up its nuclear program. Shannon Van Sant reports from Hong Kong.
China is North Korea's neighbor, and while diplomatic relations have weakened in recent years, economic ties remain strong. The United States says China could pressure North Korea by cutting energy to the country and restricting trade. China is likely to resist public pressure from the United States to radically change its policies and trade ties with North Korea. The regime offers a strategic buffer on China's northeastern border, and North Korea's collapse would bring instability to a country already facing an economic slowdown, a rising number of labor protests throughout the country, and unrest in Tibet and Xinjiang on its western border. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Two former prime ministers will face off in the Central African Republic's presidential runoff election, which is set for January 31st. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.